You're listening to the Trainumentary. On this episode, we visit with musician Dave Liebman.
Well, I was 15 years old, and it was here in New York City. I went to Birdland, the club on 52nd and Broadway. It was my second time there. I didn't know who was playing, and there was the billboard, and it said John Coltrane Quintet and the Bill Evans Trio. So this would be 1961. I saw a picture of Train, and I didn't really know him. I was reading down beats, trying to get familiar with jazz names, and there was a picture of him playing the soprano, and that's how I said, oh, that's the guy who plays the soprano sax, which at that time was quite unusual. So we went in, and of course, being young and that kind of situation was quite impressive and quite a scene for us to see from coming from Brooklyn, New York at that age. And they started playing, and it sounded like to me he was missing notes. It was like he was, I can't say a beginner, but it was like weird. It was like the kinds of things that I would be doing at home but didn't want to do on the horn. And I didn't get it. And then, of course, the last thing I remember from that night was they started a tune, and the young lady said, that's a song from The Sound of Music. I said, no, they don't play that kind of stuff. Julie Andrews, Sound of Music, that's like, you know, white bread. I mean, come on. And sure enough, of course, that was my favorite things, which was Coltrane's, you know, signature tune. So whatever happened that night was, of course, impressive to me because I went back. Of course, later on, I realized what it was. It was, of course, the music, which I'm still figuring out, but it was the passion, the energy, the intensity, and the absolute honesty that the four of them, basically Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, and McCoy Tyner with John, the way they played. And no matter the night, no matter the time, no matter how many people were in the club, it just seemed like they went for gold every time. And it remains in my mind every day. It's what I would like to be, and it's basically the reason I'm playing jazz. There's more to music than just the music. I didn't realize the power of music, and that was the lesson that Coltrane provided me. Coltrane's contribution is beyond jazz, a milestone of 20th century art. He's up there with Picasso. He's up there with the great thinkers, the great people who contributed something to our culture. His importance on is on many levels. First of all, of course, from a musical standpoint, if you're a musician, you have to know the language he created along with the group. Because in Coltrane's case, it really is, it's Coltrane, but it's Coltrane with that quartet especially. I mean, although there were other things he did before and even after when he had what we call Late Train, that quartet was monumental. With McCoy and Elvin and Jimmy. But the real significance is beyond the music. I mean, he was talking about something else, especially towards the end, about the spirit, about honesty, about the potential for a human being to be everything he can be. He talks about it in one of his interviews in 1966. I mean, he says, you know, I believe in the man's potential to be the best he can be, and I am looking for that through the music and through the saxophone. I mean, he is an example of somebody who started from basically zero and built it up block by block to be the force that he was in the music, and I think in art in general in our time. And that's something to be respected and looked at no matter who you are. And in Coltrane's music, you can find something for everybody, which is, of course, the great thing about any art that's great, it's universal. There is something soft for your grandmother. There's something for the young person who just loves fast, loud energy. And there's something for meditation. And there's something for high technical virtuosity. There's something in everybody, and he did it in 12 years, which is unprecedented. The speed, the rate of evolution from 55 to 67, I don't know if you ever could see that in an art form anywhere else. Thank you.
For more information on the program, visit trainumentary.blogspot.com.